You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Now, Henry, I told you only jars of strawberry go at the front.
But there aren't any left.
So, fill in the middle with the damson. That's right.
Two of you are doing a sterling job.
Oh, it's all down to the artistry of my assistant.
I'm making a pyramid, like in Egypt.
I can tell. Very impressive.
You carry on, Henry. I'll fetch another box.
I'm pretty sure there's one behind the counter.
Ah.
Very industrious of you to come in on your day off, Rob.
Oh, not at all. We're happy to lend a hand. Besides, Henry likes getting out of the house these days. Helen has a rather short fuse when she's tired.
How is she?
Well, you haven't spoken to her?
Well, we talked on the phone yesterday, but not for long. She keeps insisting everything's fine, and I don't press. I mean, I don't want her to feel I'm prying.
Well, she's all right. Up and down, you know how it is.
I suppose.
Yeah, I'm hoping a CBT referral comes through soon.
Oh, you still haven't heard?
Well, I did say it'd take a few weeks. Although, since Helen refused the medication, she could do with an appointment sooner rather than later.
Of course.
Anyway, we're looking forward to a break over Easter. Did Helen mention that my mum's going home on Good Friday?
Oh, she missed my performance in Linda's pageant. First guest.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Mum needs a rest. All the effort she's put in around the house and with entertaining Henry. Well, it's beginning to take its toll.
I don't doubt it. You know, Tony and I are both extremely grateful that Helen's had Ursula to rely on. She's bound to miss her.
Absolutely.
But any time you want us to help, we're always here.
Of course. I know that, Pat.
In fact, why don't you all come over to us on Easter Sunday? I'll cook, and Tony and Tom would love to have a kickabout with Henry. You can both put your feet up.
That's thoughtful of you, Pat, but to be honest, it'll do the three of us good to relax together, watch a film, eat too many chocolate eggs, that sort of thing.
I understand.
Now, how are you getting on, Henry?
I'm making it super tall.
Oh, good morning. Alf, isn't it?
That's right. Clary said to me she's roasting a big bird and we're short on veg. Extra mouth to feed, you see, and I got a big mouth. I took these from the display racks outside.
All right.
Carrots, cabbage, a large bunch of purple sprouting.
Okay.
You enjoyed Eddie's bash, did you?
Oh, very much. Do you need a carrier bag?
No, I'm all set, thanks.
Eddie looked as if he was having the time of his life.
So he should. He's a right lucky so-and-so.
Quite.
Oh, make that two bunches of broccoli. I'm starving.
OK, they're all the same price, so you just pick another one up on your way out. Clary mentioned that Eddie was very touched you were able to make it.
I couldn't miss his big party, could I? I mean, we don't live in each other's pockets, but blood is blood and brothers is brothers.
Elizabeth, hello.
Lillian, I hope I'm not disturbing you.
No, not at all, darling. I'm sat here in front of the Sunday supplement. To tell you the truth, my head's rather sore, so I'm only looking at the pictures.
Are you all right?
Yeah. Jenny's making me another cafetiere. Kate and I forced Brian to open a third bottle of Merlot last night. Big mistake. So, how's Trix?
Fine, thanks. Actually, more than fine. I've just had a call from the organisers of Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year.
And?
Well, I've been nominated.
How marvellous. Congratulations.
Well, I mean, I'm thrilled, but I can't quite believe it.
It's no less than you deserve.
Well, the woman who rang, Tina Shahani, she said that Justin Elliott had been singing my praises, but as I barely know Justin, I suspect...
Darling, you deserve it. You're a trailblazer. After all that you've been through, you've picked yourself up, dusted yourself off and turned Lower Loxley into a go-to destination.
Lillian, that's so kind. Look, I just wanted to ring and say thank you.
It's my pleasure.
It's such a huge honour.
Now, you do know the ceremony's held at the Feathers.
Oh.
It's usually a super lunch, 7 courses.
I'll have to find something to wear.
There's plenty of time to sort that out. You enjoy your moment, darling. When do the nominations go public?
They're printed in this week's Echo and in Borsetshire Life. Oh, and Tina thinks the Echo wants to do a feature on me.
Naturally. You do realise that this is a game changer, Elizabeth.
How do you mean?
Well, your profile's going to rocket sky high. Now, look, we better celebrate. What are you doing for lunch?
Nothing special.
We'll go out. My treat.
Oh, there's no need.
Nonsense. I insist.
Well, are you sure you're up to it?
Absolutely. Jenny's full-bodied Colombian can only do so much. Hair of the dog is what's called for, darling. I'll meet you at the ball at midday.
Oh, well, I'm not sure.
I'm taking you out, and that's final.
Here you go.
Top.
Enjoy your lunch.
Will do, Pat. See you later, son.
Bye.
He's full of the joys of spring.
Oh, Clary used to say he was the black sheep. Big arguments in the past. Apparently, Eddie and Joe haven't seen him for years.
Is that so?
They've obviously put their differences to one side. Fortunately, the old cliché's true. Time is a great healer.
In certain circumstances.
It's nice to see things working out for the Grundys. They've had more than their fair share of bad luck.
Yeah. Oh, I've put all the empty boxes in the recycling.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
It looks like you've had a busy morning.
Yeah, it's been steady. Although sometimes I wonder if people just need to get out on a Sunday.
Really?
Yeah. Bert was in earlier. Said he wanted to fill the freezer for Easter. It seemed rather low.
I'm missing Frieda.
Poor Bert.
Daddy!
Coming, Henry. Right, we'd better be off. Mummy will need a hand with lunch.
Rob?
Yep?
I was thinking, I might hold a tea party for your mum before she leaves. Maybe Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh, you'll be out doing deliveries, won't you?
Well, no reason why everyone else can't enjoy themselves.
I could bake a couple of cakes, nothing fancy, do some sandwiches and biscuits. I'd like to thank Ursula properly. Give her a decent send-off. We can keep it small, just me, Helen, Ursula and Henry. Tony can cover the shop.
That sounds ideal. I'll let them know.
Oh, if you like, we could have Henry on Good Friday. Give the two of you some space.
Thanks, Pat. Yeah, a few hours alone would be much appreciated.
What a relief.
Especially as I had offers below asking price on both properties last week.
It's amazing what a difference a few days can make.
Mm-hmm. There's no rhyme nor reason to this market. At least I've got shot of one of them.
And at the asking price.
Precisely. I'm counting my blessings, believe me. And it was helpful chatting things through with Justin. Since Matt went, I haven't had a sounding board for the business, if that makes sense.
It does. Yeah, you do seem more like your old self recently.
My mojo is well and truly back, darling. One property down, one to go. Here's hoping the only way is up.
No doubt.
Shall we order some food?
Mm. I'll go for the cottage pie.
Hmm. Oh, the pork loin with crackling looks tempting. You know, this new chef's definitely brought the menu up to date. I had a fish pie in here last week. I almost died of pleasure.
Mm. Well, Jolene seems very pleased with him anyway.
Yeah, and he's so sociable. Often pops out to speak to the customers.
Right.
Good afternoon.
Hello, Richard. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Are you on your own?
Yes.
Well, do feel free to join us.
Are you sure you don't mind?
Don't be silly.
The more the merrier. We're celebrating.
Oh?
Elizabeth has been nominated for the Borsetshire Businesswoman of the Year Awards.
That's amazing. Well done, you.
It's the team at Lower Loxley who deserve recognition, not me.
You're the driving force behind them. If you ask me, you're far too modest, Elizabeth.
That's what I keep telling her.
Well, this calls for two more glasses. What are you drinking?
Merlot. But look, I'll get them.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I need to order lunch. Richard?
Pints of bitter, thank you.
Now you sit down and let Elizabeth tell you all about her triumph.
It's only a nomination.
Why do you find it so hard to take a compliment?
Okay, I get the message. I am really delighted.
And I'm delighted for you. All right, there.
Oh, hello. It's quite a crush today, isn't it?
Barman, when you have a minute. Right, you'll be next.
Oh, but you were here first.
Oh, beautifully born the beast.
You're Eddie's brother.
Alfred Grundy at your service, ma'am.
I saw you at the party.
And I saw you, Lillian.
Oh, how do you know my name?
When it comes to beautiful women, I do my research.
I expect you do.
Can I buy you a drink?
Oh, thanks, but there's no need. I'm having lunch with a couple of friends. Are you eating alone?
Oh, no. Our Clary's doing roast chicken. I'm just having a pint to whet my appetite.
Ah, a man after my own heart.
Oh, is that so?
Is Sasha looking forward to the holidays?
I'm not sure. I think she'd rather be stuck in a classroom than in the house with her mother all day.
Well, she'll spend a few days with you, though, won't she?
At some point, yes. But they'll both be away over the Easter weekend, staying with Chloe's sister.
Ah.
I don't mind. I bought Sasha a huge chocolate egg, and I'd love to see her face when she opens it.
I'll look upon it as an extra treat when she comes to Ambridge.
I guess so.
Well, you'd be very welcome to spend Easter Sunday with us. Oh. I mean, it's the Easter fair, so I'll be busy running around, but you'll have plenty of company.
I'd have loved to, but I've already been invited to lunch at Shula's.
Oh, well, you'll have a fantastic time. Shula usually cooks lamb at Easter, and she's a brilliant cook.
Yeah, I know.
You could always pop along to the fair afterwards, if you fancy. Try your luck on the coconut shy and the other stalls. Oh, and the falconry display should be spectacular this year.
Thanks. I may well drop by.
I'm sorry things are difficult with Sasha and Chloe.
Not to worry. It'll sort itself out. I'm not sure how or when.
You'll never guess what. I've just been propositioned.
Oh, by who?
Alf Grundy. He wants to know if I've ever been to Ibiza. Apparently he's got a friend who has an empty villa. It's there for the taking, according to Alf.
And?
I told him Ibiza isn't really my scene. Not anymore.
I'm surprised your teachers didn't tell you the Easter story. I learned all about it when I was your age. Do you know what, Henry?
What?
Since you're such a grown-up boy now, I think you're nearly ready to go to the school that Daddy went to. We'll go and have a look at it soon. There's rugby and cricket and lots of other boys just like you. It'll be a big adventure.
I like adventures.
Well, of course you do. And the best thing is, you can live at my school.
With you and Mummy?
No, with lots of other boys. You'll have a wonderful time. It'll be the making of you, just like it was for Daddy. You want to be the same as Daddy, don't you?
Yes.
So what do you say? Do you want to go to my school or not?
All right, then.
That's the spirit. But, Henry, it's a surprise for Mummy, so you mustn't mention anything to her, not until I say so, okay?
Okay.
You promise, Henry?
I promise.
Good boy.
Do you mind if I ask another stupid question?
Be my guest.
Why is Bert rolling the seedbed first?
Well, it needs to be firmed down ahead of sowing. Grass seeds are very small, you see, and if they're going to germinate, they have to be in close contact with the soil.
Right.
I'll come along behind using the spinner to broadcast the seed.
You're not drilling it?
No. Drilling's fine for larger seeds like wheat, but with grass, you get better distribution by broadcasting it.
Huh. I get it.
Once I've done that, you can roll the field.
There's a lot I don't know still.
Yeah, no big deal. You're willing to listen, which is what's important. Oh, and you could learn a thing or two by talking to Bert. He's been a ploughing champion in his time.
He still helps out then sometimes?
Occasionally, yeah. Ed's offered a spraying course today, so Bert stepped in at the last minute. He leapt at the chance to get behind the wheel again.
I'll bet.
I think he enjoys being busy. Particularly at the moment, you know, with Frieda's anniversary and everything.
Seems like she was everything to him.
Yeah.
He's in his element today, though.
I tell you, Bert understands the land in a way that you can't learn on any course. He may be back again tomorrow. Ed's a hard man to pin down these days.
That's why I chose the shearing module. Jazza said there might be some work for me over the summer, because Ed's so busy.
Hey, good for you. I hear you're taking on more responsibility at Bridge Farm.
I'm doing my best. Trying to get to grips with cattle passports at the moment.
You carry on like that, you'll end up with a proper job alongside Tom and Tony.
I hope so.
Two for one. Who can resist that?
Not me. That's all me kids sorted in one go. And David. How many are you buying?
Eight. Well, might as well.
Who are you buying eight Easter eggs for?
Me and Toby. No, these will cover breakfast and lunch for at least 2 days.
You can't live on chocolate, Rex.
No, I know that, but we could do with a change from tin soup and fry-ups. Our cooking facilities are slightly limited in the caravan.
I can imagine.
Anyway, I'll try and discourage Toby from using the kitchen. He never cleans up after himself. And he's not bothered about flies or ants. I found stale sugar puffs in my pillowcase the other day. Don't ask how they got there.
Oh, dear. Still, I don't suppose nutrition is one of your main priorities.
Oh, we survive. Actually, we're planning to go for one of Fallon's special brunches at the weekend to celebrate the big day.
Oh, happy birthday.
Oh, no, I mean the hens. They're coming tomorrow.
Ah, Josh did mention it. You must be excited.
The countdown has begun.
Andy gave me a guided tour of your mobile hen house the other day. It's a very clever construction.
It's an example of genuine old-fashioned craftsmanship. Thanks to Bert, those hens are going to be living in seven-star conditions.
Seven stars, eh?
Yeah.
I'm definitely looking forward to trying those eggs.
At long last, Ruth, we'll have a year-round farming business. And if we do the geese again this year, who knows, we might even make a profit.
Oh, thank goodness.
What's that?
Pip, I hadn't heard from her. I'm starting to get worried.
Oh, is she okay?
She sounds more than okay. Says she's having such a nice time with Matthew that she forgot to text me back. Thankfully, she spared me the details.
Good. Well, I'm glad Pip's enjoying herself. I should go and pay for this lot. Toby and I are putting the finishing touches to the eggmobile this afternoon. We want to make sure we're properly prepared for our guests.
This gingerbread's delicious.
Yeah, my mum keeps us fed and watered.
Nice spot, this.
Yeah, we think so. It's easy to take it for granted when you see it every day, but we are running a business, Ruth and I.
I bet there's nothing else you'd rather do.
There's probably nothing apart from farming that I'm capable of doing.
This is the life I want. I'm glad I've found it now, when I'm young.
It's in your blood, part of you. Although, you can never get complacent. Every day's different, full of surprises.
That's what I like. I'd hate to do a job where each day was the same. I mean, unpredictability. It's a buzz, isn't it?
Not always. The flood wasn't exactly a barrel of laughs.
I just meant you're always learning new stuff, challenging yourself.
Yeah, you're not wrong there. We're still in the process of getting to grips with a new herd. This system is quite a gamble.
That's dairy farming for you.
Yeah.
Toby and Rex.
I expect they're heading to Hollowtree. Their birds are arriving soon.
That hen house on wheels is dead impressive.
It is, isn't it? Bert put his heart and soul into building that.
I'd like to come up with an idea like that one day.
Those boys seem to know their market.
Oh, I nearly forgot. I'm doing this crop assignment and I wanted to ask what species you're sowing in your grazing mix.
Uh-huh. Well, it's long-term pasture.
Let me write this down. Ryegrass?
Yep, mixture of late-heading varieties, plus Timothy and 3 modern white clovers.
And when will it be ready?
In a few months, if everything goes to plan. We're hoping it produces a lot of milk. Okay, time to roll. You ready?
Sure. David, do you mind if I go and see the herd later?
You really are super keen, aren't you?
I want to be a farmer, David.
Well, you're well on track, mate.
Come on, Rex, put your foot down.
I can't see past that corner, can I? Don't throw the wrapping out of the window.
I didn't throw it. It flew out.
Oh, I should stop the car, chuck you out, make you pick that up.
Don't be ridiculous. You're such a fusspot. You're like a little old woman.
What, because I don't like you dropping litter all over the place?
Perhaps you should go and play bridge with Jill Archer and her gang. Hey, you might stand a chance of meeting someone there.
What are you on about now?
You're so pernickety. You're verging on OCD. It's probably what puts women off.
I'm not listening to you, Toby.
Talking of your women, where's Pip got to?
She's not my woman.
But you'd like her to be.
I've told you a million times we are just friends.
Then why is she avoiding you?
Oh, will you shut up? If you must know, Pip's gone away to see Matthew.
Ah, the Northern Powerhouse himself. That explains your mood.
Wait. Toby, look.
Is that smoke?
Yeah. Where's it coming from?
Oh, my.
Oh, it can't be.
Hurry, quick.
Oh.
Come on, Rex.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. Oh. No, please.
Toby. Toby, stay back.
How the hell?
I said stay back.
What if it spreads to the pasture? Oh, look. All the timberwork's gone.
You can even see the steel chassis. The whole thing, it's destroyed.
Yeah, hello. Oh, fire service, please. It's urgent.
The new calves are great.
Yeah.
They look very lean. Nice shiny coats.
Touch wood, no major health problems so far.
So you're pleased with how it's going?
We had a bit of a nervous start, but now I'm beginning to believe that it could really work for us.
I wish there was still a dairy herd at Bridge Farm.
I know it wasn't easy for Pat and Tony to let the cows go. Almost broke their hearts. But I reckon it was the right decision for them. It's no easy thing making a living out of milk.
You're doing it.
Oh, we're managing it at the moment. But who knows? This is the last throw of the dice for David and me. If the system doesn't work, we'll be out of dairy for good. Hi.
Ruth, there's been some trouble at Hollow Tree.
What kind of trouble?
There's been a fire.
Oh, no.
Apparently it's Bert's mobile hen house.
What?
I haven't got the full details yet, but luckily no one's hurt. Rex and Toby got the fire brigade down and it's under control now.
Oh, thank goodness.
So I'm on my way there now. Look, can you call about the potato planter? Check when it'll be here?
Of course. Are Rex and Toby okay?
Yeah, they're fine. But unfortunately, the eggmobile's a write-off.
Oh, that's terrible. What happened?
I'm not sure. I don't think they know yet.
Has anyone told Josh?
I tried calling, but it went to voicemail and I didn't want to leave a message. He must be in class.
Oh, David, he's going to be devastated.
Let's get the facts first. Look, I better go. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bad news.
Oh, this is the farmer's lot, Johnny. One minute you're on top of your game, and the next thing you know, everything's falling apart.
Thanks, Bert. Yeah. Yeah, one of those things. I'll talk to you later. Right.
He's gutted.
I'm not surprised. Suppose it's the last thing he needs after everything he's had to cope with.
He said it'll take weeks to rebuild. Did you get hold of Josh?
He's coming straight after college. So what now?
I don't know.
Toby, we've got over 100 hens arriving tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know, all right?
Well, I have to phone up the suppliers and cancel.
Look, just let me think, all right, will you?
There's no other option.
Oh, I'm really sorry about this, guys. How bad is it?
See for yourself.
Huh? Oh, no. Well, I see the chassis held up.
Barely a shell. All our dreams literally gone up in smoke.
Any news from the firefighters?
Oh, they can't say anything yet, not for sure. The commander reckons the fire investigation should be done by tomorrow.
Mm. And the police are on their way.
I just don't get it. Somebody must have started the fire, but why target us?
Well, it's more likely to have been a random attack.
Could it have been animal rights activists?
Or... maybe. Although it's hard to think of a more humane way to keep chickens.
Hours of work for nothing.
Lads, listen, I know this must be difficult and it's shocking, but you need to be pragmatic. These are the kind of setbacks that all farmers experience from time to time.
What? Someone torching the hen house? I don't think so.
Yeah, but it's happened. Try and stay focused.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, if Bert can help us with a rebuild, we only have to put the launch back a few weeks.
We can't delay the launch. I don't think you've got much choice, mate. Hey, look at the response we've had to the marketing. People want this product, right?
Yeah.
So we have to get it out there. I say the birds come tomorrow. That's what we've been working towards.
But there's no way of housing them. It's impossible, Toby.
We'll use the caravan.
You've
got to be joking. It'll take us 10 minutes to clear out of there.
That is mad. You're in shock.
I'm sure Bert can knock up a few nesting boxes overnight. I'll take out the room partitions and we can decide the best places for the perches. It's going to be crowded, but it's only temporary.
No, absolutely no way. It'll be a complete waste of time and resources.
Does sound like a long shot, Toby.
It'll work. Trust me. Okay, so the accommodation might be a bit half-baked, but we can work on it until we get it right. It'll be in tip-top condition in no time.
I have to say, I do admire your spirit.
We can do this, Rex. I know we can. Okay, so if we go for your brainwave, where the hell are we going to live?
There's always the tent.
Are you serious?
For tonight, yes. Look, tomorrow is our big moment. And I'm not letting anybody take that away from us.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, Bert, you look exhausted.
Here, let me pour you another cup of tea.
Oh, I'm not quite myself today.
That's only to be expected after this awful business with the Fairbrothers. There you go.
Oh, thanks. So I was up half the night building new nest boxes, and I'll be back there later on lending a hand unloading the hens.
Those two boys are nothing if not determined.
Oh, it's a terrible shame what happened.
What a blessing that there were no hens in there.
It's got me thinking maybe I'm the magnet for all these disasters.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. The fire had nothing to do with you.
I suppose not. P.C. Burns was down there earlier, but he doesn't sound like anyone saw anything. It's a proper mystery.
There's nothing more you can do, Bert.
True.
Let's have a look at another of those sketches. Ah, now this is interesting. Is it some sort of fusion?
Well, Frieda was a big fan of my vegetables, so I'm planning on mixing them with a display of sweet peas.
And this line, is that the netting?
Exactly. I thought I'd stick a screen between two pairs of hazel sticks and train the sweet peas over it. Then I can plant rows of lettuces on either side. Oh. Although a tad more colour might be nice.
Oh, what about putting flowering annuals in amongst the veg? That would brighten up the whole area.
I like the sound of that.
Oh, it's going to be very special.
Well, hopefully some people will want to take a look when I opens it to the public.
They will be enchanted. I heard that Linda's opening her garden in June, the weekend of the Queen's birthday celebrations.
Oh. Do you know what, Mrs. Tregoran? I think I might open my garden on the very same day. Frieda was always a big fan of Her Majesty.
Well, that would certainly be a fitting tribute.
That's it. A tribute to my own queen, my darling Frieda.
So it's definitely arson.
Yeah, that's what the fire commander said. One end of the hen house, the seat of the fire, he called it, was burning particularly intensively. He reckons it was a flammable liquid, most likely petrol.
Do you know, I'll never understand what possesses anyone to do something so pointless.
Yeah, who knows?
I've finished the last one.
OK, we'll have a look in a sec.
Unfortunately, there's been a spate of petty crime in the past year or so.
Right.
Maybe all these incidents are down to the same people. Yeah. Could be kids chancing their luck.
Well, hopefully they'll leave us alone now.
Yeah.
Oh, the driver just sent a text. They'll be arriving in an hour or so.
Brilliant. Would you like to see the inside of the new hen palace, David?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a bit ramshackle, but the nesting boxes should hold up. What do you think?
Hey, not a bad job. It's not bad at all.
We haven't got the floor sorted yet, but we'll get there. Yeah, so it's pretty much finished. Though Toby's having to manage without his automatic doors this time.
Oh, worse luck.
Yeah, you'll just have to set your alarm clock.
We don't exactly need one while we're sharing the tent.
It's hard to believe that you actually lived here yesterday.
Yeah. Everyone pitched in. Bert was a godsend, as usual, and Josh only just left.
He ought to have been at college.
I'm pretty sure that's where he was going.
Mm. Mm. So, where do you want this towed, then?
We're very lucky that Linda stored so many of the costumes.
And that she kept them in our attic. Mm. These bags wouldn't have survived the flood at Ambridge Hall.
I didn't realise there'd be quite so many to sort through.
Linda is something of an expert at delegating.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Hey, how about these for Brian and Jennifer?
Somehow I don't think Linda will approve of the Squire and Mrs. George wearing sombreros.
Oh, she's asked me to find headgear for them that suggests they're a couple.
Headgear? Is that what she said?
Look, she wrote it down. Look.
Perhaps they could carry motorcycle helmets.
Carol, you're being naughty.
Ah, this scarf will suit Jim.
Oh, very smart. Fits in with her theme.
Remind me again?
Contemporary dress with a twist.
Oh, this is perfect for Justin.
Oh, I'm not sure Linda will want Jeremiah in a tuxedo, but you can always ask.
These productions do seem to bring out the despot in her.
Oh, she likes being in control, that's for sure. Though I'm amazed she can find a moment for the pageant play when she's so busy with her garden. Mm. Oh, I heard Bert's opening his garden too.
Yes, he's aiming to give her a run for her money.
Oh, is he now?
He's done some exquisite sketches. So imaginative. That garden's really going to be a true homage to Frieda.
Oh, last week must have been tough for him. First anniversary is never easy.
But I think the garden is proving to be a positive outlet. Though it must be strange for him, alone in that bungalow.
Yes. I wish there was something we could do to help.
Well, carrying on and enduring the loss can bring its own sort of peace. He'll get through. In time.
Maybe the reopening of the hall on Easter Monday will be a good omen for Ambridge.
Let's hope so.
Is this the last lot?
Certainly is.
Great. Thanks, Bert. We'll get them on the purchase.
Right, I'll just go and put my toolbox in the car then, David.
Okay, Bert. Won't be long.
Shut the door, Bert.
Oh, sorry.
We don't want them escaping. Right. Let's get you settled, shall we?
Getting a bit crowded in here.
Yeah, ironic when you think about it. Overcrowded battery birds is kind of what we were trying to avoid.
Yeah. Fortunately, it's only going to be temporary, though.
I can't believe we've really done it.
Well, you can give yourselves a big pat on the back. You're all set now.
Thanks to both of you and Josh.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
Don't we, Toby?
Sure do, yeah.
So, now that your home's full of chickens, where are you guys planning to live?
Ah, well, as soon as we finish here, we'd better start sorting the tent out.
Oh, you don't mind me saying so. It looked in a bit of a state the last time I saw it.
It is, yeah. We've lost a few connectors along the way.
Yeah, you lost them.
Right. Well, if we're finished in here, I'd better be off. I'm giving Bert a lift.
Pip's away at the moment, isn't she?
For a few days, yeah.
How many bedrooms does Rickyard have?
Toby.
If you're looking for somewhere to stay...
Yes?
I can recommend the B&B at Ambridge Hall. You know Linda Snell, don't you?
Who doesn't?
She says I have a fantastic breakfast.
Right.
Thanks, David. We'll bear it in mind.
Okay. Hey, you should tell her about your eggs. She may well be interested.
Oh, I think we've done as much as we can for now, don't you?
Every character has almost half a costume.
Oh, where did I put my coat?
It's on that chair. Mm. I'm sure Linda will have a trawl through tomorrow evening. Are you coming to the rehearsal?
No, but Mum will be around to answer any costume queries. Mm. I'll certainly be watching the performance on Monday. I love this time of year. A sense of optimism as the days start to get longer.
I agree. Are you doing anything special for Easter?
Dan will be home.
Oh.
Mm. They're doing an exercise on Salisbury Plain this week. But he should be back for the weekend. And Richard Locke's coming for lunch on Sunday, so we should have a full house.
Sounds perfect. What are you making?
Slow-roasted lamb shoulder, one of Alistair's favourites. I cooked the meat in a bottle of red wine.
A whole bottle?
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. Not least because I gave up alcohol for Lent.
How's that gone?
Not too badly. It's made easier knowing I'm helping a good cause. I put all the money I'd normally have spent on wine into the tin at church.
I won't ask how much is in there.
Enough to provide the hall with several pairs of new stage curtains, I should think. And there's probably more to come before Alan announces the total on Easter Monday.
Oh, dear, not again.
What's happened?
Linda. She keeps emailing me the various typefaces she's considering for that tablet in her garden.
Oh, she sent the same thing to Jim yesterday.
This is a new selection, apparently. Oh. Your comments on Century Gothic are much appreciated.
How on earth do you comment on a typeface?
Haven't the foggiest.
Oh, look at the rats. They're finally here.
Hello. And they're ours.
Well, they look okay.
Oh, they're happy as Larry. Aren't you girls? See? They'll probably have a housewarming party tonight.
You're an idiot.
Well, don't stay up too late, ladies. You need your beauty sleep. Tomorrow morning, you can go out exploring and lay us some tasty pastured eggs.
Suppose we better go and fix the tent.
Oh, no, I can't sleep in there again. Not with you.
What's wrong with me?
Did you notice David Archer choosing not to take the hint? And you weren't much use. His daughter's supposed to be one of your best friends.
I'll leave Pip out of this. And David's already gone out of his way for us.
All right, all right. Look, maybe we could afford Linda's B&B, at least for a few nights.
Toby, no. No, not after what's happened. Now the Eggmobile's gone, we need to save every penny.
Farmers are supposed to live in houses made out of bricks.
Yeah, I miss my home comforts as much as you do. But we'll only be able to call ourselves farmers if we make the business work.
Okay, I get the message. I'll be an unhappy camper.
I expect you could do with a rest after the past couple of days.
Oh, I was happy to be of use. They're decent lads.
Yeah, and they're very lucky to have you. You've worked wonders on that caravan.
Well, it's helped getting me out and about. It gets so quiet at home.
Yeah, I understand.
Still, the yard's been keeping me busy.
Uh-huh. How's it going?
Well, the plans are finished. So I'll be doing some planting over the weekend. Oh, and I'd like to open it to the public in June. The Queen's birthday, if that's all right with you, David.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
If you don't mind a few cars parking on your land.
I don't mind at all. And do say, if you need a hand with the heavier work, I'm about and Ben's pretty nifty with the wheelbarrow.
I appreciate that, David.
Anytime. Okay, I'll see you later.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you come in?
Oh, I'm not sure.
A quick cuppa won't do any harm. And Mrs. Tregoran's left me half a fruit loaf. I'll never finish it by myself.
Oh, yeah, all right. I'll come in for a bit.
I've got coffee, if you'd prefer that.
But that was Ruth. She needs me to have a look at the blower machine. It's not working properly. I better go now.
Oh.
I am sorry.
Well, not to worry. You've got to take care of your business.
Another time for sure.
Yeah. Another time.
Let me have another look at the assessment slip.
Mum.
Can't I be proud of my own son?
Here you go.
Competent operator with good practical skills.
The main thing is that I passed.
Oh, when's the certificate come in?
A couple of weeks.
I shall put it on the wall.
It's only a spraying course.
Oh, be quiet, you. Spoiling my fun. I'll do you a quick sausage sandwich, eat it on the way.
Oh, go on then, if you insist.
Well, you know what you like. You'll be wasting your money on a pasty from the village shop otherwise. Alf, your sausages and bacon are ready. George, go fetch your school bag.
We're playing jacks.
No, go on, get a move on, George.
Party's over, son.
All right.
Two or three sausages.
Three will go down the treat.
Oh, and I left that washing on your bed.
You're spoiling me, Clary.
It's only what I do for the rest of the family. You seem to be a real hit with George.
Ooh, he's a smart cookie, Eden.
Don't suppose you fancy church on Good Friday, Edward?
Mum, the tractor at Brookfield all day.
At least the children will be there.
What, the service? Didn't it go on for hours?
No. Nick's running a crafts workshop for Junior Church while the grown-ups is in the service. They're doing storytelling and whatnot. Want mustard?
Oh, yeah, go on.
If you're looking for company, Clary, I'll happily join you.
You're being serious, Alf?
But why not? I'm an open-minded fella.
Oh, that'll be grand. Here you go, Edward. Want it wrapped in foil?
No. I'll have it as it is, Tom.
Seems like your uncle's a changed man.
Oh, yeah, let's hope so.
Perhaps it ought to be by the entrance.
But I've done the landscaping now.
Eddie, this garden represents the fighting spirit, the capacity for endurance of our entire village. Every minute detail must be correct. As always, I am carrying a sea of expectation upon my shoulders.
Just trust me, Linda. Look, I've already said I'll sort your worries about Monday. And with regard to this here garden, well, you've definitely chosen the best spot.
But Rhys Sergam has to be the focal point. It's the foundation of the design.
But we discussed...
And then there's the font. All these decisions, all this pressure. It's even beginning to affect poor Scruff.
How's that?
He can sense my anxiety. If I get this wrong, Everyone in Ambridge will have to live with the consequences.
You haven't got anything wrong. Look, let's just leave it as it is, shall we?
Oh, all right. For now. You know, Eddie, I finally understand how the Druids must have felt when they constructed Stonehenge.
Steady on, Linda. Gardening should be an enjoyable pastime, not something that causes major stress. Look, you want to take a leaf out of Bert's book.
Bert?
Yeah. Well, Dad says planning that garden has given Bert a new lease of life. It's the only thing keeping the loneliness at bay.
Oh, I appreciate what you say, Eddie, and I feel for Bert, I really do. But his garden is not charged with the same responsibility as this one, and it's hardly on the same scale.
He's opening it to the public.
A few locals will drop by, I'm sure.
On the Queen's birthday, I heard.
What did you say?
In honour of Frieda. We'll have two garden openings in the village in the same weekend. Also, folk round here will be spoilt for choice.
Oh, please, tell me you are joking.
Oh, well, thanks for the lift, Brian.
Oh, not at all. I couldn't have left you walking when it looked like rain now, could I?
Well, like I said, I fancied some fresh air. It's cleared up now anyway.
Oh, no.
Everything all right?
Oh, not really. Linda's pageant's turning into yet another opus. Now she's saying Robert's planning to record it, but the damn thing on the village website.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Thanks again.
Anytime.
Helen!
Oh, Kirsty.
I'm doing a couple of shifts in the tea room this week. Saw you through the window. Thought I'd come and say hello.
Oh, right. Well, hello.
Did you get my messages?
Yeah, oh, sorry, I've been busy.
How are you?
Okay, I better get on.
Wait.
Mum's been storing Henry's old baby clothes for me. They're in the house somewhere. I need to sort through them. Time's running out, you see.
Helen, I'm worried about you.
Morning, Beth.
Oh, hi, Linda.
Hi.
You okay?
No, not really.
Oh, dear.
I'm still hoping to secure a celebrity to open the village hall, but I'm running out of options.
Oh, Jean Harvey.
No,
says something.
Not Jean Harvey.
Okay.
Eddie assures me he has a contact, but I don't hold out any hopes.
Right. Well, I need to get on. I'll see you both soon.
Yes, take care, Helen.
Bye.
I do hope I've bought enough vegetables.
Well, you look like you're getting ready to feed the 5,000. What are you making?
Nothing. They're props for tonight's rehearsal. I'm planning to scatter them around the stage to symbolise our green and pleasant land.
I see.
But there's a very steep mountain to climb before the pageant is even close to being ready.
Oh, that's what you say before every production, Linda.
Because it's always true, Kirsty.
Why is it smoking so much, Eddie?
Oh, it'll calm down in a minute. How does it look?
Like it's off the back of a lorry.
Oh, Linda won't know the difference. Oh, if we can just get it working properly.
The soot's starting to stain your undercoat, look.
Oh, open the door, will you, Elf? Get some air in here.
Try again.
Oh, it's no use. What's wrong with the blinking thing? I've checked the ventilation.
Maybe it's just too knackered.
Oh, I've spent good money on that wood burner. Well, I mean, it wasn't much money, but...
There's no use, Eddie. You're smoking the place out.
Well, I'm not forking out for a new one.
Well, you've got no choice, mate. If you want to finish the job, that is.
Oh, flaming Linda Stout. She's the bane of my life, I'm telling you.
You all right, Brian?
Yes. Oh, God, that looks good.
I keep saying I'm going to lay off them, but it gets to a certain time of day and I just can't resist.
Oh, I might pop in for one myself. Jenny doesn't approve of shop-bought, but sometimes they're just what the doctor ordered.
I can recommend the cheese and onion.
Well, I think I'll go for a Cornish.
So, where were you off to?
Well, a sneaky pint, if you must know, Ed. Kate's taken over my bathroom. Rory's back from school tomorrow. A man needs some respite.
Oh, well, I know what you mean.
Oh, by the way, congratulations on your sprayer qualification.
Oh, cheers.
Adam probably mentioned there's a lot of work coming our way now we're managing the estate.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Good, good. Well, I've taken the liberty of booking you on an in-house course run by the manufacturer of the sprayer we use on Home Farm. It takes place in a couple of weeks in Cambridgeshire. Same time as before.
Oh, yeah, I'm up for that. Yeah, thank you, Brian.
Good, no need to thank me, Ed. We want you on board. You're an important part of the Home Farm team.
Did you find everything you needed?
Oh, yes. Glad I kept it all. Most of the clothes are pristine. Henry hardly wore some of the sleep suits. We were given masses when he was born.
Yeah, I remember.
And they grow so fast.
Helen,
but
listen.
Sorry, Kirsty, I can't talk now. Rob's given me a lift home. He's finishing up in the shop, so he'll be out in a minute.
And you're scared in case he sees us talking?
No. No, I just don't want to keep him waiting. He has to come back to work once he's dropped me at the cottage.
This is wrong, Helen. Come on, you must realise.
Last week, I was upset. I probably overreacted. It's been a tough time. But things between me and Rob are all right. They really are.
He hit you.
Only because of how I was behaving.
Oh, listen to what you just said.
It hasn't been easy for him, Kirsty. I'm not an easy person to be around at the moment.
It's not you, Helen.
Being pregnant this time, it's not like it was when I had Henry. I mean, all I had to worry about back then was myself. I've got a family now. It's been far more challenging. And I say and do things which... Well, what I mean is I can be irrational. And Henry's having a tricky time at school, plus Ursula being around has been a bit of a strain. Of course, I've appreciated the help, but it's not the same as when it's the three of us.
You don't have to justify his behaviour.
How can I make you realise none of this is his fault?
Look, after we spoke last week, I rang a women's helpline.
You did what?
I wanted to get some advice.
Why?
Because I'm frightened. The way you are. The way this is going, it's not right.
I asked you not to tell anybody.
I didn't give your name or
you
anything.
You promised you wouldn't say anything to anyone. I trusted you, Kirsty.
Oh, put yourself in my shoes. What would you do?
Keep my promise!
I've written down the helpline number.
No, I don't want it.
They support women who are in these sort of situations. They're very experienced.
I'm not in any situation. What you are implying about me is... That is not who I am.
Nobody's judging you, Helen. But the way Rob has been behaving is dangerous.
You are talking about my husband. My husband! All couples have their ups and downs. Everybody does.
Not like this.
You work through your problems, and as long as you compromise, you survive.
Is that all you want, then? To survive?
Look, I didn't say that. We love each other.
Don't tell me you believe this is love.
Leave me alone, Kirsty.
Take the number. If there's nothing wrong, it can't do any harm.
Go away. Please.
An important part of the team, eh?
That's what he said.
Oh. What are you doing with that saucepan, George?
I have to measure everyday items for my math homework.
Oh.
We've definitely bounced back after our anus... What did the Queen call it again, Eddie?
Horribilis, anus horribilis.
That's the one. It's behind us for good.
Yeah, you're building a proper career, Edward. Not like your old man. I've spent half my life sniffing around for scraps of work.
Yeah, well, I've had Emma and all you lot behind me, haven't I?
No, he's not doing too bad for a lad with no qualifications.
Yeah, your mother's right. Things are looking up for the Grundys. Even for Alf. He seems happier than he ever used to be, don't he?
He does. Now, stick kettle on, Eddie. Who fancies a slice of my lemon drizzle?
Oh, sorry, but we're off out, Clary, love. I want Edward to take a look at this wood burner. Alf reckons it's a goner, but I want a second opinion. Can we save the cake for later?
OK.
Yeah, see you later, Mum. And be a good boy for your Grandma, George.
I am.
Oh, I said we might meet Alf in the bull afterwards.
Don't be too late, Bert.
No, we won't.
Grandma, I have to measure a £10 note. Have you got one?
Yeah. Hold on, where did I put my bag?
I think Uncle Alf moved it.
Alf?
It's hanging on the door. There.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's have a look. Oh, could have sworn there were a couple of tens in here. I know, because I said to your uncle... Oh, dear.
What's the matter?
Nothing, love. It's nothing.
You look sad.
Oh, no. I'm all right, George. Just a bit tired. That's all.
I see from the notes that you saw the psychiatrist last week, but you've decided against taking antidepressants.
Yes, it didn't feel right. I'm waiting for the CBT appointment.
Will you have help at home once the baby's born?
Yep. My husband and my mother-in-law are very supportive. And my own parents too, of course. They live very close.
Excellent. Now, I need to ask about your decision to have a home birth. I know we talked in detail last time about the risks involved, and you should have received a letter from myself and the supervisor of midwives.
Yes, I did.
And you understand everything we discussed? That in your case, a home birth would be against medical advice?
Yes, I think so.
You think so?
I mean, I do understand, but I think I do want a home birth.
You can, of course, change your mind at any point, but it's important that you consider all your options.
Yeah, of course.
Because of your previous C-section and your history of preeclampsia, you are deemed high risk. I realise I am repeating myself, but in all honesty, my strong advice would be to go for a hospital birth.
Right.
Why don't you have another think over the next few days? If you change your mind and decide to go for a hospital birth, then just let us know. Of course, if you're adamant that you want a home birth, then we have a duty of care. But given your history, I can't impress upon you enough that there are significant risks involved.
I understand. You're right. Yes, I ought to think it through properly.
Good. Anyway, stay in touch with the midwife and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, do you know where I can get a taxi number?
Just ask at the desk.
I will. Thank you, Mr. Anand.
Hello, darling.
Rob, what are you doing here?
You didn't think I'd forgotten about the scan, did you?
No.
Is everything all right with the baby?
Yes, perfectly fine.
Why didn't you wait for me?
We were up and down so often, I didn't want to bother you, so I thought I'd just come on my own.
Please don't tell me you drove here.
No, I caught the bus.
You shouldn't be using public transport, not at this stage.
It was okay,
Besides,
really.
How did you think you'd get to Bridge Farm? You've forgotten about Mum's tea party, haven't you?
No, of course not. I was going to get a taxi.
Well, there's no need. I'm here now. I'll drop you off.
What's it called again?
The Ralph Baer typeface. It was specially commissioned for the new Coventry Cathedral. Like the cathedral, like St Paul's, like Ambridge itself, Pat, this lettering embodies the notion of resurgam.
Does it?
Yes. We have survived and we shall rise again, Pat.
Oh, yes. So, how's the work on the garden going?
Oh, I'm beset by obstacles, but I press on. Eddie's cutting back the shrubs as we speak and his brother Alf's mowing the lawn.
He's a friendly chap, isn't he? Tony was chatting to him in the Bull yesterday. He said Alf was at the bar buying people drinks all night.
Yes, 'tis a relief to see Eddie and Clary smiling again.
Yeah, but Clary did seem rather low this morning. Not her usual self.
Well, life ebbs and flows, Pat. That's the whole thrust of my garden concept.
So it's all going well, then?
Well, there is a slight fly in the ointment regarding my plans for June.
Look at the chime! I'm supposed to be hosting a tea party in a few minutes for Rob's mother, Ursula.
Oh.
She's been a real gem. I'd better make a move.
But I haven't paid for my cider vinegar.
Oh, Tony will serve you. Tony!
I'm an airplane.
Henry, we're having tea. Sit down. Could try one of those biscuits Granny made. Here.
Oh, do leave him be, Helen.
Can you please stop?
If you sit down, he's likely to do the same.
Listen to me, Henry.
I do what I want.
Please don't speak to me like that.
Anyone for a slice of Victoria sponge?
Now, look, this lovely cake.
I hate you. You want to send me away.
Henry?
What on earth's the matter?
If you ask me, he's tired.
I'll go and check on him.
Well, perhaps he's just unsettled that you're going. He's grown very fond of you.
Well, that's as may be, Pat, but I think it's the school. They run them ragged. Poor boy could do with a nap.
What on earth did he mean about Helen sending him away?
I'm not sure. Oh, that sponge looks delicious. Do you mind if I help myself?
Oh, hello there, Linda.
I was passing by and I wanted to say hello. You've been on my mind, Bert.
Have I?
And knowing your penchant for flowers, I brought you this vase as a housewarming present.
Oh, thanks. Come in. I'll put the kettle on.
Thank you.
Would you like a refill, Ursula? No, thank you. I'm sorry about this. It's not much of a send-off for you.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Besides, it's not your fault. Boys will be boys.
I've never seen Henry so disturbed. He was totally out of control.
I still think the poor lamb's not happy at school.
Perhaps those girls in his class are still bothering him.
The staff didn't handle things well, did they?
I'll go and see how they are. Oh, here they come.
Good, now the party can begin.
This is too much. He's gone too far.
Well, then what's the matter?
He can't get away with it. I won't let him.
What's happened? What's Henry done?
Not Henry. It's Rob. It's always Rob.
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know what's going on anymore, Mum. I don't understand why.
Come here, dear.
Don't touch me.
Please, darling, Ursula's trying to help.
Oh, if he tries to take Henry away,
Who's
I swear...
taking Henry? What are you talking about?
Rob! He wants to send Henry away! And if he does...
Of course he does.
I swear I'll kill him!
Will you please stop? You're scaring me.
Where are
Helen,
they?
Helen, try to be calm.
What are you doing?
Got them.
Oh, you can't take my car keys.
Oh, watch me.
Pat, stop her.
Helen, you mustn't leave like this.
We have to go after her.
We'll take my car.
I was hoping that my garden could make a statement on behalf of the whole village. Ooh.
You all right, Linda?
I think I'm sitting on something.
What is it?
A packet of crisps. There appear to be a few left.
Oh, I'll take those.
Bird, are you looking after yourself properly?
Of course I am.
Only the bungalow does look rather... Well, please don't be offended. Unkempt.
Sticks and stones, Linda.
Do you need any assistance with meals or cleaning?
The place looks lived in because people are living in it. I've got a couple of house guests.
Oh, who?
Rex and Toby Fairbrother. They're staying here till they sort themselves out with something a bit more permanent.
Oh, what a generous gesture, Bert. See, they haven't wasted any time making themselves at home.
Well, it's not as tidy as it was, I admit, but it's like they've breathed life into every room.
Anyway, regarding your garden, I was wondering if you might consider not opening the garden on the same weekend as Resurgam.
Out of the question.
Oh. Well, will you at least think about it?
No, I won't. You can make a statement for whoever you like. But it won't be for me and Frieda. I'm planning that garden for my wife, dedicating it to her memory. All I want to do with the last few years I've got left is to make that space into something she'd be proud of. I've got no message for the world. If people want to come and see it, it's up to them. But I'm doing it, and I'm opening it on the Queen's birthday, because that's what Frieda... That's what my Frieda deserves.
She was driving like a maniac. Oh, Pat, you don't think she'd do something stupid?
No, she wouldn't.
I mean, there's the baby to think of.
That Rob again?
Oh, Helen's just pulled up at the cottage.
Thank goodness. Do you have any idea what could have made her so angry?
I can only think there may have been a misunderstanding.
How do you mean?
Well, a few days ago, Rob and I were discussing the possibility of Henry changing schools, going to a private one.
What?
It was just a possibility at some point in the future.
I see.
I mean, Rob wants to give him the best start in life, and Bruce and I would be happy to pay. But honestly, Pat, we were only chatting.
Of course.
Rob wouldn't dream of making a decision without consulting Helen. Henry must have overheard us, felt scared, and now Helen's completely got the wrong end of the stick. I don't know why she didn't just simply call Rob and discuss it with him.
I suppose that would have been the most rational step.
This is what she's like. And her reaction just now, you've got to admit, Pat, it was completely outrageous.
You can't do this to me! To Henry!
Helen, how many times do I have to repeat myself? Nobody is sending Henry away. We were exploring the possibility of private school. That's
without
all.
Without telling me!
Helen!
You told him he was going to live there! And he'd come back during the holidays!
Darling, he's five. He must have got confused. We were looking at ways of making life easier for you, and having Henry happy at a good school seemed an obvious step.
Well, yes,
I've been worried sick about how you're going to cope with two children. Do you honestly think you'll manage?
I do manage. I always try my best.
I know, but you get overwhelmed very easily, don't you?
I suppose.
And what if you became so overwhelmed that you hurt one of the children? Can you imagine?
I'd never do that. I wouldn't, Rob.
I know you wouldn't intend to. But the way you've been, sometimes you frighten me. And Henry. When I think of all those awful things you said to him when you were sleepwalking, it makes me shudder.
I didn't mean them.
Poor Henry. He must be so scared of you.
Oh, God.
Helen? Are you all right?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry for the trouble I've caused.
There's no need.
You haven't caused any trouble, Pat. Shall we make some tea for everyone?
Would you like a cup of tea, darling?
Yes.
Okay. We'll just be in the kitchen, Helen.
Okay.
Feeling better?
Yes. I don't know what I was thinking.
You flew off the handle.
I didn't realise.
When will you learn it's not just about you anymore? Your erratic behaviour is putting our baby at risk.
It won't happen again.
No, I won't let it happen. How do you imagine Henry feels seeing you in this grotesque state?
I'll talk to him. Explain that it was my fault.
Yes, I should think so.
Where are you going?
To fetch him.
Okay, I'll come with you.
No. You sit down. I don't want Henry upset any further. Helen, do you even care that you ruined my mother's last day with us?
Sorry, Rob.
Sit down. Take some time to think about the damage you've caused.
Morning, Clary. Nice to see you.
And you, Alan. Not a bad turnout, is it?
No, not at all. I suppose the memory of last year is still fresh in people's minds.
Hello there.
Hi.
This is Alf, Eddie's brother. He's staying with us for a while.
Pleased to meet you, sir. I hear you're the main man.
Alf. Sorry, Alan. He's not used to being around church.
That's quite all right. So, you're spending Easter in Ambridge?
I can't think of a better place to be.
Well, you're very welcome at St. Stephen's.
That looks like fun, Henry. Can I play?
You don't play.
Of course I do. Why would you say that?
You just stay at home and sleep.
Henry, that's not true.
And then you go weird.
I'm sorry, darling. I'm so sorry.
Are you going to send me away?
No. Never. That's never going to happen. Do you understand? Mummy hasn't been very well recently, but now I promise I'm going to get better. I won't ever leave you. I swear. Whatever happens, we'll always be together.
And Daddy?
Show me the toy, Henry. Hmm? Let me try.
I like my school.
I know, darling. You're not going away. You mustn't worry about it anymore.
Don't cry.
Oh, Henry.
I'll look after you, Mummy.
Rob, I can't find Ursula.
She's just left.
What?
Trying to avoid the holiday traffic. It is Easter, in case you hadn't noticed.
But I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, not properly.
Well, maybe you should have come downstairs earlier.
Why didn't you call me?
We thought you might be resting. Besides, she wanted to get off as soon as possible. And after your performance yesterday, who can blame her?
I ought to have thanked her for everything.
Yes.
Has Henry had lunch?
I gave him a couple of biscuits.
Biscuits?
Will you please stop fussing? He's coming to Bridge Farm with me. Your mother offered to babysit.
Today?
Yes, I told you.
For Must have slipped my mind.
As per usual. There's no need to fret. He's in the car now. I'm sure Pat and Tony will feed him.
Yes. Look, I wanted to explain about yesterday.
I'm in no mood for this, Helen.
Rob.
I said I don't want to hear any more. What you implied about me sending Henry away was extremely hurtful.
I didn't mean it.
No, you may not have meant it, but it was still a despicable thought. You can't expect me to get over it just like that.
I understand.
Mum was looking forward to that party and you completely spoiled it for her. Where are you going?
Out to the car. I want to say goodbye to Henry.
I'm talking to you.
And I'm listening.
You don't seem quite yourself today.
I'm fine, Rob. Won't be long.
When he said the bit about Jesus loving everyone and people coming together, I had a tear in my eye.
Alan's sermons can be very moving.
Forgive and forget. That's the key. When you think of me and Eddie not speaking all those years, what was the point?
Well, there were reasons.
But it doesn't really matter, does it? Not in the big scheme of things. It's like Alan said, forgiveness is true freedom. That's why I believe that
you... I can't listen to this anymore.
What's the matter?
I know what you did, Alf.
You've lost me.
The 20 pence in my purse, you took it when my back was turned.
Really?
Oh, please don't deny it. I ain't got much, you know that. But whatever's mine, I'm happy to share with my family, and that includes you.
Oh.
If you need extra cash, I'll willingly give it to you, but you must ask for it, not steal from me. You shouldn't steal from anybody. It's just not right.
Give me a chance to explain.
Clary, would you mind giving Jill and Shula a hand with the refreshments? Looks like they could do with another pair of hands.
I'm on my way. Alf, when the children come out, keep an eye on them.
Hello, it's Helen Archer here. I mean, Helen Titchener. This is a message for Ellie. I saw Mr. Anand yesterday, and he asked me to reconsider my decision to have a home birth. Well, I've slept on it, and I've changed my mind. I think I would like to go for the hospital birth. I hope that's okay. Give me a call back when you get this message. Rob? You've only just left. Everything all right?
I wanted to check on you.
Why?
Because I'm anxious.
Well, there's nothing to worry about.
What happened yesterday, it was very uncharacteristic, extreme.
I did try to explain.
The way you turned on me was completely uncalled for. I was talking to Pat about it just now.
Mum?
Mm-hmm, when I dropped Henry off. Anyway, I thought I should come back.
I don't follow.
Everyone's concerned, darling, don't you realise?
What are you doing with my bag?
Searching for your car keys.
My keys?
I'm taking them for safekeeping.
Rob, there's no need.
I think there is. The way you behaved yesterday was disturbing for the whole family. Ah. Pat and Tony agree it's for the best.
You can't
If you had said yes to taking the antidepressants the doctor suggested, we might not be in this situation.
I'm not going to do anything silly. I promise I'm not.
I believe you, darling, but it's my job to protect you. And at the moment, that includes protecting you from yourself.
Oh, Rob, please.
I shan't be late back.
Just milk, into Alan?
Yes, right.
Here you are.
Thank you.
An hot cross bun?
Oh, I can't say no to that. Not on Good Friday.
Spot of butter.
Oh, please.
I'll be baking all day tomorrow. Normally do a simnel cake for Easter Sunday.
Of course.
And I was going through the recipe with Nick. And she was asking why there are only 11 icing balls on top. I explained to her, well, we leave out Judas because of what he did. Here.
Oh, thanks.
And when I think about it, doing that don't seem very forgiving.
Well, Jesus forgave Judas. And that's what the Bible tells us. But the cake's another matter. A gentle reminder of the wrong he committed. Lest we forget, I suppose. You all right, Clary?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh. Okay, well, thanks for the tea.
Welcome.
Clary.
What can I get you, Alf?
Nothing. I want to say sorry for what I've done. I took that money, and I'm ashamed of myself. You're a good woman. You welcomed me into your home, and you trust in me, and I've... Well, I've betrayed that trust.
Yes.
All I can do is apologize. It won't happen again, I promise.
Okay.
I've been without my family all these years. Finally, I got you back and I've gone and messed things up. I can't bear the thought of you and Eddie thinking badly of me again. Please, I beg you, don't tell him.
I won't say anything. Let's see if we can start again. How does that sound?
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me a bit about what's going on?
I'm not sure where to start.
Is it safe for you to talk?
Yes.
Whatever you say is in confidence, just so you know.
Right.
My name's Anita. Do you want to tell me your name? You don't have to.
Helen. I'm Helen. I'm not sure I should even be speaking to you.
It's okay.
I'm calling because...
Take your time.
You see, my husband, he's... just taking my car keys away from me. I'm sorry. Sounds so stupid.
Not at all. Go on.
I can't explain exactly what he does. He says things. Look, this is probably in my head.
What kind of things does he say?
Like I said, it's hard to explain.
Has he ever been violent towards you?
He's not a violent man.
So he's never hurt you physically?
Once. Only once, and, there's something else. Oh, God. I can't believe I'm saying this.
It's all right, Helen. You've been really brave. Just picking up the phone is a huge step.
I haven't told anybody before. One night, more than once, he forced me. I didn't want to, and we ended up...
He forced you to do something you didn't want to do?
Yes.
Are you saying he forced you to have sex?
Well, I know, I should have stopped him.
It's not your fault, Helen. None of this is your fault.
He's not a criminal. Look, I'm making things sound much worse than they are.
You're not.
I feel so ashamed.
You have nothing to be ashamed about.
I'm so lucky. I mean, I should be grateful for what I have. I have a beautiful home, a lovely little boy, and I'm having a baby soon. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I've got this wrong.
Helen, I know it feels like you're on your own, but you're not. We can support you.
No, I don't need support. I've made a mistake.
We can help.
I'm sorry for bothering you, really, I am.
You're not bothering me.
Look, I have to go.
Before you go, let me give you an ID number, in case you want to call again.
Darling, are you upstairs? Helen? Helen? Oh, there you are. Didn't you hear me?
I was reading.
Oh, how are you feeling?
Where's Henry?
Pat's going to drop him back later. They were busy making jam tarts. He said he didn't want to come home yet. Where are you going?
I need to lie down.
Have you made a start on supper?
No.
So you've been lying down all afternoon?
Why didn't you make it?
What?
Supper. I'll see you in a while.
Helen? Helen?
Thank you.